This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 15th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel is experiencing warm weather with bright skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a pleasant breeze while Eilat remains sunny and warm. Here are today's headlines. First, I-24 News reports just in that the IDF has struck Hezbollah infrastructure in southern Lebanon following an incident involving troops. Also, from the Times of Israel, earlier today, 7 people were reportedly killed in Lebanon strikes. The IDF says it targeted Hezbollah sites after an attack on its troops. Also this hour, Ynet reports that a Hamas commander who held hostages has been killed in an Israeli airstrike. The IDF confirms Mohammed Mushtaha's death from previous wounds. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes, in the past hour, a new Saudi-led Sunni bloc is forming, posing new challenges for Israel. This follows the recent Mecca Pact involving Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan. And finally, The Forward reports earlier today that the U.S. ambassador has labeled settlers who sieged Palestinian homes in Qusra as terrorists. Reaction has been swift on social media. IRIS, an account tracking real-time defense updates, posted just minutes ago that Hezbollah launched an attack on IDF troops in the Ali Tahrir Ridge area. The IDF responded by striking Hezbollah infrastructure in Nabatea and Ansar in southern Lebanon. I-24 News English reported around the same time that overnight, the IDF targeted Hezbollah sites after an incident on Ali al-Tahrir Ridge. The Israel Defense Forces also confirmed a short while ago that they struck Hezbollah terror infrastructure in response to actions against their soldiers in the security zone. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF action in southern Lebanon. According to I-24 News, the IDF targeted Hezbollah infrastructure overnight after Hezbollah reportedly attacked troops in the Ali Tahrir Ridge area. This strike comes hours after similar tensions escalated in the region. The military action underscores ongoing hostilities and raises the risk of further conflict along the northern border. Turning to the Hamas commander incident, Ynet reports that Mohammed Mushtaha, involved in the October 7th attack and hostage-taking, was killed in an Israeli airstrike. This development follows a long-standing Israeli campaign against Hamas leadership. The death of Mushtaha marks a significant blow to Hamas's operational capabilities, impacting their command structure in Gaza. Meanwhile, the formation of a new Saudi-led Sunni bloc, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, has drawn attention. The pact between Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan signals a potential shift in regional alliances. This emerging bloc could complicate Israel's diplomatic strategies and alter power dynamics in the Middle East. On the economic front, first, Katek reports that Israel's tech layoffs have opened an opportunity for talent redistribution, according to Elevation CEO Avi Sneer. This shift could bolster organizations in need and reshape the tech landscape. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the latest trends, including the resurgence of balloon jeans and essential gear for recruits, showcasing diverse consumer interests. And finally, from Globes, Elbit Systems has surpassed analysts' expectations, with its order backlog reaching a new peak of $32 billion, mostly from international markets. This positions the defense company strongly within the global industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.